Chapter 17. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the bath of their avot, of all their princes, according to the bath of their avot, 12 rods. You write every man's name upon his rod, and you shall write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. For one rod shall be for the head of the bath of their avot. And you shall lay them up in the tent of the appointed times, before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom. And I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Musa spoke to the children of Israel, and each of their princes gave him a rod, one for each prince, according to their avot. Houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Musa laid up the rods before Yahweh in the tent of witness. And it came to pass that on the next day, when Musa went into the tent of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the bath of Levi was budded and brought forth buds, and bloomed blossoms, and yielded almonds. And Musa brought out all the rods from before Yahweh to all the children of Israel, and they looked, and every man took his rod. And Yahweh said to Musa, Bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a sign against the rebels, and that you shall put away their murmurings from me, that they do not die. And Musa did so, as Yahweh commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spoke to Musa, saying, Behold, we will die, we will perish, we all perish. Whosoever comes anywhere near the tent of Yahweh shall die. Shall we be consumed with death? Please note, this rod that Moses had given to Aaron, this is believed to be the same rod that Adam broke from the tree of life. So therefore, because this rod budded almonds, it is believed that the tree of life was an almond tree. End note.